السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد الفاضل صاحب دام البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat and Allah accept all the khidmat of being from you. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Safar, 1447. Just look outside your window and you will see the moon shining in its glory and beauty. The night of the 14th, we call that in our Islamic terminology Laylatul Badr, Chodhvi Raat Ki Chand, the 14th night when the moon reaches its pinnacle. Remember that, the waxing and the waning of the moon. Therefore, in Islam, when it is the first three nights of the crescent, it's called Hilal. And when it is the maximum, the pinnacle of the moon, 14th night, we call it Laylatul Badr. And therefore, we call it Qamar, chapter 54, the waxing, the waning of the moon, the increase and decrease of the moon. We should study the Arabic language, the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction. 90% of the cities, countries of the world, today, Saturday, is already the 15th of Safar, 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 52, Surah At-Tur, and verses, our starting point will be 5, and we'll continue till verse number 8. So yesterday we did the first 4 verses, and today we will do the next 4 verses. Let's recap quickly so you will understand the link between the lesson of yesterday and today. Waturi. Almighty Allah taking an oath on Mount Sinai, where He, Almighty Allah, spoke directly to Him, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Moses, peace be upon him. وَكِتَابٍ مَسْتُورٍ, and the book where everything is written, the Lawh-e Mahfuz, everybody, everything's destiny is written. فِي رَقٍ مَنْشُورٍ, on that leather, and which is manshur, which is clear and open for everybody to read and see. And remember that day we will see it, you must remember. وَالْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُورِ, and the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa in Makkah. Above it, when you go right up, you will find that there's another bait, another house, and it is frequented by the angels. And once they perform tawaf once, then they never get a turn again. This is Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, benevolence, that we can go perform Umrah 50 times, perform Tawaf 50 times, perform Hajj 5-10 times or more. So all that is only, solely, exclusively the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah continues taking the oath, وَالسَّقْفِ الْمَرْفُوءِ, and that canopy that is so high. So that refers to the roof and the sky it refers to. When the sunrise takes place and it is a cloudless sky, just look up And you will marvel at the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Allah, million, billion, trillion, zillion kilos of sky you created. There's no pillar to hold it. Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. How we have a house, we have a structure, it has a roof. And then we have so many support structures for that. Allah is showing you, just look at that, my creation. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. See how high it is. When we go up with a plane, we are above the clouds, but above us the skies. And we're moving in those planes, we're moving in those helicopters, from one place to another. وَالسَّقْفِ الْمَرْفُوعِ. Allah taking an oath on the skies. وَالْبَحْرِ الْمَسْجُورِ. We all know in the world, what is the law? When Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah, there is a fire, then the fire extinguisher and the fire brigade, all that is utilized. Allah showing kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of His power, absolute power. I'm in charge, it is my majesty, my sovereignty, my authority. Fa'alul lima yurid. I do as I please, and none can question me in the entire universe. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. But they will be questioned, the creation, and I, Allah Jalla Wala, will question them. So what will happen on Day of Justice? وَالْبَحْرِ الْمَسْجُورِ. If you know even the rudiments and basics of the Arabic language, and people, they love to buy cigarettes and so forth. Cigarettes, all that our fatwa is, the buying of it, selling of it, smoking, all not permissible and haram, and the income is tainted, polluted and contaminated. So you say, مَا قِيمَةُ السَّجَائِرِ. What is the price of cigarettes? You see, I want to just show you the word. So on that day of Qiyamah, وَالْبَحْرِ الْمَسْجُورِ, that on that day of justice, Allah says, the oceans, they will be on fire. So imagine that water that comes in this world to extinguish the fire, that water itself will be engulfed with fire on that day. تَحْتَ الْبَحْرِ نَارًا. حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ and various compilations. Under the ocean also there's fire. And that is Almighty Allah's Qudrat Kamila, His absolute power, control, authority, majesty, sovereignty. Now all these oaths Almighty Allah took. So what is the jawab, the response of that oath? There is the response. Inna adhaba rabbika lawaqi'. That verily, definitely, the punishment of your sustainer, nourisher, will surely take place. You see the lam, it comes for the translation, surely, waqi, it will occur, it will take place, it will happen. And today we say 8 billion plus people on this planet, 7 billion plus don't believe in the articles of faith, in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. They reject the message and the messenger, Allah forbid. They reject Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They reject the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah. They reject the articles of faith, and they are sane and mature. If they die in that condition of kufr and blasphemy, shirk and polytheism, idol worship, and nifaq and hypocrisy, paying only lip service to Islam, verbally, orally, but the heart is devoid of iman, such categories of people dispatched straight to Jahannam, eternal doom and gloom. All this enshrined in the noble Quran. Go and open Suratul Ahzab, chapter 33, verses 64-65. Open Suratul Nisa, verse number 4, verse 48, for the mushrikeen and idol worshippers. And chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 145, for the munafiqeen and hypocrites. How Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla then dispatches them to the lowest place of Jahannam, the lowest dungeon and prison there. Allahumma ahfadhna, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. Always read, Ya Allah, protect me, protect us from what? Kufr and blasphemy. Wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, wa nifaqi and hypocrisy. Inna adhaba rabbika lawaqi, ma lahu min dafi'. So remember, verily, the punishment of your sustainer, nourisher, provider will definitely occur. And malahu min dafi, there's none to repel it, none to push it away, and none to avert it. So everything will happen with the power and qudrat of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We daily, ourselves, our students, our spouses, children, grandchildren, teach them that ask Allah Jalla Wala daily, Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Ya Allah, we beg of you for jannat al-firdaus. And you can, after adding jannat al-firdaus, you can add the word a'la as well. The highest, highest stages in jannat al-firdaus for ourselves and our marhumin, our near and dear ones, and the deceased who passed away with iman and Islam, whether we know them or we do not know them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So today is the 14th of Safar, 1447 year in South Africa, 15th of Safar in 90% of the cities, countries of the world. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 3 jutlas dispatched to hell. So we're very proud of Hamas. Every settler, every jutla is a legitimate target there in Israel. The rogue, the apartheid, the terrorist, Nazi regime and Hitler's children. Trump and Putin will meet next week Friday, remember where? In Alaska. Alaska is part of America, if you know the history. So nevertheless, there the main discussion will be Ukraine. And maybe, by the way, Gaza and all the other world politics will also come in. So let's hope something positive comes in, because both of them got an ego. Both are haramis, but we support Putin. Anybody harms the interest of America, Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, we will support them. Global condemnation, international criticism of Israel's plans to occupy the whole entire Gaza. Their own army chief and them said they will need minimum 200,000 what troops to come in there, and they don't have that personnel. They'll have to bring the people out of retirement. 1 million jutlas minimum, to see the Jewish press and the Zionist media have already left Israel never to return. That's minimum 1 million. And 80,000 jutlas injured, wounded. So may they rot in hell, those who died, a khuya juat as a dwaya juat. And those who are alive, Ya Allah, give all of them hidayat. And if there's no guidance in Islam for them, then decimate, destroy, annihilate them with the 3 musketeers and the 3 war criminals, whether it be Netanyahu, Ben Netanyahu, whether it be Ben Gvir, the Harami, or Smotrich and the others. And remember, the United Nations is meeting today to discuss this very issue. Ihtilalu Gaza, the occupation of Gaza by the Zionist terrorist Haramis, 80 years approximately. They are occupying this land of Gaza, Palestine, stealing everything what they can get and loot everything in the West Bank. Jutlas and Jews are the biggest crooks on this earth as far as Israel, Palestine goes. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. Their biggest supporter in the world is United States of America, the biggest terrorist on earth. You were here just now, and I'm going to tell you. Who is the second biggest supporter? Germany. They feel that guilt, you see, that of the Holocaust and so forth. But the Chancellor of Germany said, no more arms to Israel. That arms that they will be able to use there in Gaza and so forth. So the world is turning against them. You see, today, that is what? The 9th of August, so 1945, so that was in Nagasaki. So there, these Americans, the Haramis, the biggest terrorists, they murdered and killed deliberately 75,000 to 80,000 Japanese people and others as well. And today, there's big, big anniversaries taking place, 80 years, and 95 countries will be represented. And the mayor will be there, Suzuki, his name, the mayor of Nagasaki. And the prime minister of Japan will be there. Japan is a country worth visiting for me and you as Muslims. They teach us so many lessons which not one Muslim country, not one Arab country has. You know, you go to a shop to buy something, they will never touch your hand. And what they will do? You give them money, you put in a tray. They give you the change, they put in the tray. You can't enter their rooms and houses, even in hotels. You enter with bare feet, you see, that or with your socks, but not with your shoes and sandals. When you travel on the bullet train, you will find Eastern-type toilets with water and so forth. I didn't see a paper lying on the street. Immaculate condition. You won't see a pipe leaking and so forth. You go to our countries, everything is leaking. Haramis are also leaking there. Trump yelled and made a big noise with Netanyahu that regarding the starvation and so forth. But that is just for public consumption. Both of them are war criminals. Trump also war criminal and a felon and a criminal and a rapist and pedophile. And we know about Netanyahu. On the beach there in Tel Aviv, you know the Mediterranean? So there it's written by the Jutlas and the BB's war. Big, the media found it, and then they took that aerial photos and pictures and images. So end the BB's war. India, once the world says, they will no more buy arms from America, they're going to pause it. Why? Because of the terrorists, 50%. You're a nutcase or what? So we can also say, we won't buy things from you. Thousands, you see, hey Trump, you harami. That you egoist, narcissist, and what have you, rapists you can add as well. Remember the Epstein files, so there you will find all the details. So Allah is showing them. In California, thousands already evacuated from the wildfires raging on in California. Allahumma harrik buyutahum, Allahumma dammirhum, Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim, Allahumma zid adhabaka ala al-yahudi al-zalimin al-muhtallin wal-amerikiyin ya rabbal alameen. So remember in Zambia, there's big problem in Zambia with South Africa. Now listen to this. They had a previous ex-president, his name Lungu. You know, we were Lungi, so his name is Lungu. So Lungu's body is in South Africa. So the family wants that he must have a private funeral and be buried there in South Africa. So South African police and army is looking after his corpse and body, right? But they, the Zambian government, say no. The right thing to do is that Lungu must be buried there in a state funeral. But this Mota, this guy Lungu, he said, I don't want this current regime and current administration in Zambia to have anything to do with me after I die. So this is now a big political dilemma for South Africa and Zambia and so forth. Rahul Gandhi woke up of the Congress. He says he has concrete evidence of big fraud took place in the 2024 elections. Modi and company basically stole the elections from them. And you know, you call that in Urdu, Hindi, all that, dandli ho gayi. Do you know the meaning of dandli? That's a famous word when you're in India, Pakistan. So that is called rigging of the elections. The rigging of the elections. So see, in America, we think only happens in Africa or India, Pakistan. This happened in America. A fake nurse arrested in Florida. She treated more than 4,000 patients. But she was not a qualified nurse. She was a fake nurse. You see that? That's in your America. Now look at this story here. You must understand why is America, and why you must remember they support Israel, the war criminals, and the Europeans, they give a lukewarm response and so forth. And then the Arab tanpod dictators you have here. Look at Egypt, the Pharaoh Sisi, Ibn al-Yahudiya, his mother is a Jewess. Wallahi, that person is a murtad, a kafir, a shaitan, a khabiz, an impure ghaddar. So he is, they know the amount of gas, they know the amount of oil in Gaza al-Mubarakah. So he's already, Sisi and his administration, cutting deals with the Jutlas. Egypt has promised that they will buy, and they gave the order of $35 billion of gas. And they said that you, Israel, must supply it. So from where the hell are they going to get it? They will steal it from Gaza and sell it to Egypt. And these idiots and donkeys, that's the only word you can use for them. So you're supposed to be fighting Israel and not going there and bootlicking them and thinking that Trump and them will help you. That, remember what happened to Anwar Sadat. That will happen to you. Remember what happened to Hosni Mubarak. That will happen to you. Our president, who we praise of Egypt, is Muhammad Mursi. He was a Hafiz. He was Dr. Muhammad Mursi. And he passed away Shaheed, Rahimahullah. King Faisal of Saudi Arabia passes away Shaheed, Rahimahullah. President Saddam Hussein of Iraq, Rahimahullah. So remember, crimes they committed, we don't reject. But they passed away with Iman and Islam. They passed away as martyrs, and they stood for the truth against all these enemies here, the Americans and the Kufar Shias and so forth. Saudis shouldn't stab in UK. You see, the Saudis, they suffer from a mental, you must remember, sickness. And what is the mental sickness that they suffer from? That they think that the West is the best. We must send our students to the UK and to US, and then they will get the best education. So now one student of their Saudi student, they were stabbed and he died, and he was killed and all that in UK. Then his janaza was brought yesterday, and they read janaza salat funeral prayer there in Makkah. So the press writes that Zionism also is a mental sickness. You see that? These jutlas expand, steal, occupy. So that is also another mental illness. And the Zionists are dreaming of Minal Furati ilan Nil, from the Euphrates River there in Iraq, where the Kufar Shias are non-Muslims, right till the River Nile, where Sisi is and so forth. So both sides, Haramis and non-Muslims. So remember, that is Eretz Israel. So they prepared to kill and do that, but they can't even defeat Hamas. Yesterday I heard an Israeli commentator and politician saying, even in 100 years, we will never beat Hamas. It's an idea, it's an ideology, and their ideology is jihad. We can put away, but if we kill one, then 10 others are there ready to take their place. We are ready to take their place as well. Me, I'm a proud member of Hamas in the sense that I support them. I met them. For what must we apologize to anybody? You must remember that. We don't apologize. We're proud of them. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, you haramis. You see, Saudi Arabia, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for Sham, the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. That is Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for Yemen. So you see, that also Bukhari Sharif. When they said, Wafi Najdina, what about Najd, Ya Rasulullah? Najd is your Riyadh and all those areas there. Just take Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Taif, Jeddah, and all that out. That is Hijaz, Mubarak. So the upper area, so that is Najd. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Fitan wa Zalazil. There, you're the big fitnas will come from there. And there will be the earthquakes. So this is now reported. You just put there on your Google and look at the Arab press. A minor earthquake occurred between the borders of Saudi Arabia and UAE. You got the lesson, MBS of Saudi Arabia, Murtad bin Shaitan. You got the lesson there, you the Murtad of Zindiq, and there in UAE, Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Allah is giving you a reminder. In 1 second, I'll blow you all up with all your oil and all your trillion, zillion dollars and everything. As it is, you are one of the most disgraced people on this earth. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, regarding pilgrimage in verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces, there is no one to grant them honor. So a big thing, you Saudis and Emiratis and you foreigners who are supporting them, beware. Al-Hadhar wal-Hadhar, ayyuhal Arab, waylul lil-Arab, kama qala an-Nabiyyum sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. that woe and destruction to the Arabs and especially to the rulers. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Pakistan and Afghanistan, again there are rows and ructions and tensions there. The Pakistani army killed 33 fighters near the Afghan border. So think, this is all orchestrated, fomented by the West. The Muslims must keep on fighting and so forth. So let us give you now the South African news. Maulana Salim Karim and our brother Junaid Mota. So from Monday, inshallah, so we will take the Adhan from Ansar and their Adhan will go, inshallah, at 5:10, 5:11, around there, right? And then every day it will get earlier, 5:05, 5 o'clock, like that. So we will start with 5:10, 5:11, around there, from Monday morning. When the Adhan Dua is finished, then I will start, inshallah. So just make a note of that, inshallah. This is coming Monday. So today is the 9th, and then it will be the 11th of August, inshallah. Make a note of that, Junaid Mota, inshallah. Right, Putin spoke to CR, to Cyril Ramaphosa, and told him what's really happening in Ukraine and what their stance will be regarding the BRICS summit and so forth and the G20 and what's really happening in Gaza and so forth and so on. And then you have MK, that is President Zuma's party. So he's the president of the MK. They booted out Floyd Shivambu, out, kicked out. No more a member of the MK, you see that? So the first, you must remember, the hated and the worst run province in South Africa currently is Free State. And who's gone there? MJC. So you'll get more corruption there, you must remember that. So the MJC is also there. Jamiat Ulama Hind is also there. What they are, certificates, halal certificates, that are not worth the paper on which is written. So that is the truth. You see, when Islam says, when people commit rape, when people commit premeditated murder, when people go and, you know, commit these crimes, you must punish them such a way, it must be a deterrent, you must remember. They commit fornication, they're not married, give them the boy, the girl, the fornicator, fornicatress, 100 lashes in public. Quran says that, chapter 24, verse 2, Surah Nur, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِيَةَ جَلْدًا. And if it is adultery, male or female, the death penalty. You see that? Now see what it's costing me and you. All these prisoners, all these jailbirds, minimum is costing us 1,000 rand a month for their eating, drinking, boarding, and so boarding, lodging day in the prisons and jail. So imagine if there is 10,000, so per month is one, the minimum that is. So that is what is costing us the tax. Just finish them up. If a guy murdered his own child, raped his own child, hang them up in public and then see if certain. But they can't do that because they from the top, you know how crooked they are, Pala Pala, and so many other scandals, and then millions, billions, trillions have left South Africa. Guptas, who can forget all that there? The second oldest spa, you know spa, so all these shops, the second oldest spa is going to close after 56 years, you see that? So now things are not looking good for them. Okay, then our two great, great people, for me personally as well, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, Allah Ta'ala reward him, the Capital Group, they're sponsoring us for the past 8 years and so. Allah Jalla Wala grant him complete shifa. And Maulana Abbas Ali, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, our Mama Ji's son. So mashallah, we're in contact with them. We saw them, met them, all of them. And mashallah, that Allah Ta'ala grant him also Shifa'i Kamil, Ajil, Mustamir. And all those who are ill, Allah Jalla Wala grant them Shifa. Allahumma shi maradana wa al muslimin. And those who passed away with Iman and Islam, وَرَحَمْ مَوْتَانَا وَمَوْتَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Ya Allah, grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Our brothers that are kidnapped, hijacked, call whatever you want to, the Goda brother from that part of the world, King Williamstown, Eastern Cape, and the Siddharth brother from our part of the world, so there's still no news about them. Allahumma ruddahum ila ahlihim ghanimin, salimin, ma'zuzin, mansurin, maqbulin, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya inshallah, return all the brothers and sisters who are kidnapped in all parts of the world safe and sound to their families, O beloved Allah, Jalla Wala. So inshallah, our programs today, 7 to 9 will be Mawlana Khalid, and then 11 o'clock, if I remember correctly, we will send it out inshallah, is a Zulu program starting today by our graduate of Darul Newcastle, Maulana Sheikh Musa Piri. So that will be 11 to 12, inshallah. Then 1 to 1.30 is my lecture that I delivered yesterday in Springs. Allah Ta'ala reward the Maulana Muaz, and Allah reward all the trustees, Musallis as well. Nice program with Allah's help. And inshallah, then 6 to 8, tonight will be Brother Suleiman Esop, Narat Ki Naat. You see, Naat Ki Raat. Naat Ki Raat, inshallah, will be tonight with Suleiman Esop between 6 and 8. Now, Salim, we have 12, 14 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz, with the Q&A.
Mufti Sahab, can a widow wear a wedding ring during her iddat period?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Quran Kareem teaches us, my mother, my sister, when your husband passes away, arba'ata ashhurin wa ashra. So that is called ihdad. Ihdad means the mourning period. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. So that you can't be wearing new clothes. You can't be using any jewelry. Even your husband's wedding ring that he gifted to you, you have sentimental value. You put it one side. After the iddat expires, then you wear it, no problem. You can't apply mehndi, henna, and all those things there. So we need to be very, very clear on all these issues here. The problem with us at the micro level and macro level is, as the Shahid, the poet said, Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. You see? So we, as a collective, you get exceptions, obviously, 5, 10, 20%. We're speaking of the majority. We want to please Allah, and we want to please Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, and our own ego and lust and desires. So it's haram, it's not permissible. Kala, your husband passed away, all that is time for you. Make more dua, make read Quran, give out charity, sort out the estate, all that you must do. See now in Durban, Ijtima started yesterday. But you see today, I'm getting the messages from that part of the world that there is a comedy show. So now, what is we're trying to do? That the Ijtima, they want to please Allah. This comedy show, there will be music there, there'll be intermingling there. So many haram activities going. So for us as Muslims to attend these type of things, you know what is comedy show in Islam? Go open Mishkat Sharif and Abu Dawood. Wailul lahu, wailul lahu, wailul lahu. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, thrice the Master alayhi salam rahmatulil alameen repeated it and said, that you land up in Jahannam, you go to hell, you land up in the fire, you go and you participate in all these haram functions like that. So we should be thinking, when we say we Muslim, then we must enter into Islam in its entirety. There's no pick and choose here. We're not running a supermarket, you know. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. So we should be very clear on all these issues.
Mufti Sahab, are we allowed to buy raffle tickets, or is it considered gambling?
When I was in school in Heidelberg, Allah forgive us, we were children, you know, not baligh and mature. So the school would send us, you take 10 tickets, you take 20 tickets and that, and go sell there to the shopkeepers, to the people, Muslim, non-Muslim. So that is raffle. So what is raffle? They will tell you, this organization gave you this ticket, you must go sell it. 50 rand each, 20 rand each, 100 rand each, whatever it is. And then the draw will be end of the month. So from that money there, that they receive, they will give the prize. 100% gambling, maisir, and totally haram in Islam. To promote it is haram, to participate it is haram. And the winner who wins that amount, so that income of his also is ill-gotten gain, and totally haram in Islam. When Islam wants to solve a problem, it nips it in the bud. Remember that. Not like the kuffar culture, that let it go and flow and everything, and then we will solve the pandemic of AIDS. How you will solve it? In South Africa, they say, give everybody one condom. That is kuffar culture. Islam says, wala taqrabu zina, Do not even go near fornication, adultery. Don't allow the vices to flourish. So that's how Islam solves the problem. So therefore, remember, this raffle and gambling, all synonymous, totally haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, what is the masala regarding dyeing the beard?
Whether it is dyeing the hair on the head or dyeing the beard, for male, female, dyeing the hair. So Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him, Abu Quhafa. Do you even know the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the greatest personality to walk on the face of the earth after all the Anbiya and Rusul, the prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, is him, Abdullah bin Uthman. Instead of killing time and going to comedy shows and haram places, now you say it's long weekend and so forth. So use your time, go read about him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Go read about the Ahlul Bayt, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, about Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So go read all that, then you will understand Iqra, the first word and first commandment to be there. So each one of us must know that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was, is, will always be the greatest person to walk on this earth here. And therefore we must protect his namus and honor and integrity and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. What was the actual question, Maulana, that about this last question you asked? Mausalim, what was the last question you asked?
Mufti Sahab, I think my screen went blank. Sorry for this.
So, it was something to do with the Sahaba. Anyway, so you must remember that. So, I was thinking of the Quranic verse. Anybody just send it back, that question there to Muhammad Salim, 084-786-3132, and then we'll answer it, you understood. So, 084-786-3132, and then you can just repeat the question, inshallah. Jee.
Mufti Sahab, I'm a widow and I'm over 60. Is it permissible for me to go for Umrah with my daughter and son-in-law? And will my son-in-law fall under a mahram?
Your son-in-law is your mahram forever, whether you are, you're then 30, 40, 50 years old or 60 years old. It's not that now you must be 60 and so forth. Quran Kareem says this, both ways, I am the son-in-law of my father-in-law and mother-in-law, and I took my mother-in-law for Hajj, mashallah, in the early 90s. So Quran Kareem says, chapter 4, verse 23, وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ, and that is the mothers of your wives. So remember that. So our mother-in-law, and similarly for the daughter-in-law, so you go with your father-in-law. So that also is permissible. O abaihinna, O abai buulatihinna. So chapter 24, Surah Nisa, Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse 31. So there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned it very, very clearly. So totally permissible. And you're going now, you must remember with your daughter, son-in-law, you go for Umrah, totally permissible. No problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, I have a venue. Can I let it out once a week to a church?
Totally haram. Remember that yesterday, Sheikh Osama Khayyat, his topic was this. He made nice dua for Palestine and Masjidul Aqsa. Allah reward him. So Quran Kareem states, chapter 5, surah 5, and verse number 2, that وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that you must cooperate in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not cooperate in sin and transgression. Just send the question to Junaid. Junaid will send it to Abu Salim. 084-786-3132. You did just see there what was the question, and then just send it to Masalim, inshallah. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, we are going on Mastura Jamaat on Saturday. I normally fast on the 13th, 14th, 15th. Can I still keep this fast?
MashaAllah, you get double sawab and double reward. So it don't mean if you're going in Jamaat, you are going with Masturat. So that's very good. The fatwa we give is permissible. Some ulama say not permissible. We love them. We respect them. We say that is taqwa and precaution. So if you go with your husband, you go with your father, brother, your son who is baligh and mature, So very good. And then you fast also, so you'll get greater reward. So 13, 14, 15 of the Islamic lunar month to fast is Sunnah. Chapter 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, fattabi'uni. Follow me immaculately for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins also. So yes, we will encourage that. But remember, you keep all the sunnah fast, Mondays, Thursdays, 13, 14, 15. But if you have qadha fast because of your menses or because you must remember whatever the case might be or the men you are traveling or you sick, so remember that first you must worry about your qadha fast. Then you worry about the sunnah on the nafil fast. Al-aham fal-aham. The law of priority must be practiced upon in Islam. And that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching us.
Mufti Sahib, what is the reward of tying ihram from Masjid Al-Aqsa?
Salama radiallahu anha's hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. Qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahalla bi hajjatin aw umratin min al-masjid al-aqsa, whosoever fastens ihram from masjid al-aqsa for umrah or hajj. Now is umrah season, so now you fasten ihram from there. Three things will happen. Hadith in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. Then غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَرَ The previous sins are forgiven, the future sins are forgiven. وَوَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ And Jannah, inshallah, you will enter with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. The Rawi, the person who reported the hadith, Umm Salama radiallahu anha, the honorable spouse and wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ibn Majah is mentioned, she went herself, meaning with Mahram and so forth, to there, to Masjid al-Aqsa, fastened ihram there, and then came and performed Umrah. With Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence, 2,000 two of my wife and myself, we went, we fastened ihram, everything there in Aqsa. And when I just finished my labbaik, Allahu labbaik, and stood up, so many Arab brothers came, Palestinians, kissing me, crying, Shaykh, bring dua, we want to go for Umrah, we want to go for Hajj, we want to go to the Haramain Sharifain. So Allah Jalla wa'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, grant victory to the Palestinians and defeat the Zionist entity and decimate and annihilate them. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen.
Mufti Sahib, my neighbor is a non-Muslim. Can I attend the funeral and say rest in peace?
If you go there and you say rest in peace and you consider all that actions to be permissible, you go right out of the fold of Islam, you become just like them. Quran Kareem is very clear on this issue. Chapter 9, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا You cannot pray for any of these non-Muslims after they have died. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ You can't go to the graveyard, you can't go to their body, wherever it is lying and so forth. And you can't say rest in peace and all that. That means you're making dua for them. So all that absolutely haram. If a person does it and he says that he knows it's haram, then he's a major, major sinner, fasik, fajir. If a person knows about all this and then he says, no, for me it's permissible, then such a person is murtad, murtadda, out of the fold of Islam. So you might just send a message of condolences and sympathize with them and so forth to become an active participant there, totally haram and unacceptable. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.